This week on Midwest Week, trying to make sense of the Iowa election results from November 4th. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is James Lynch, staff writer for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So, James, starting with the governor's race in Iowa, did it turn out the way everyone expected?
I think so, Herb. It didn't seem to be much of a question there that Governor Branstad was going to get reelected to a sixth term. Democrat Jack Hatch just never seemed to mount a real strong campaign, and it never caught fire with Democrats or with voters in general, and he was unable to raise much in the way of campaign funds to compete with the governor, who had more than enough in his campaign treasury. So yeah, I don't think there was any surprise there. The only question going into the election was what the margin would be, and Branstad won by nearly 22 percentage points, which again was pretty much what people expected.
Now, the Hatch people can blame name recognition and lack of money and things like that, but could you argue that the state's in pretty good shape, so voters said, why bother to make a change?
I think that was a big factor, Herb. Generally, when the state's economy is doing well, which Iowa's is doing pretty well, people don't see a need for a change. You know, if you just go back 4 years, when Governor Branstad was elected to his fifth term after being out of office, for a few years, that was a big factor. The economy wasn't strong. The state's financial position was sort of a mess, as the governor likes to say, and voters decided to make a change. This year, the economy is doing much better. The state is in better fiscal shape, and there was no real convincing argument that there was a need for a change.
Now, how about the race for U.S. Senate in Iowa? Was Joni Ernst's victory a surprise?
Sort of yes and no. If you had asked anyone a year ago, back in February, people would have said, oh, it'd be a big surprise if she won. Going into the Republican primary, she wasn't considered the strongest candidate. And then she surprised everybody by, winning the primary with 56% of the vote, and it was a five-way primary. And even then, I don't think people were convinced that she was going to make this a competitive general election race. And it just seemed like she sort of kept chipping away at Democrat Bruce Braley and catching up. And then the polls, the last 15 or so polls during the campaign showed her either ahead or tied. I think there might have been one where Braley was leading. And, of course, what everybody called an outlier at the time, the Iowa poll that showed her up by, I think it was 7 percentage points, was pretty much spot on. She won by 8.5 percentage points in that race, 52% to 44%. And so by the end of the race, it didn't come as a surprise. But going at the beginning of the race, everyone would have been surprised if you said Joni Ernst is going to win.
So to what do you attribute her victory? Is this national factors rubbing off on Iowa, or is it something just purely local?
There are a number of factors, Herb. One was, the national mood. It wasn't good for Democrats. President Obama's approval ratings in Iowa are under 50%, down around the 40% mark, which never helps, someone from the president's party. And then it's widely, believed that Braley inflicted some of the injuries on himself. His remark about Chuck Grassley, just a farmer from Iowa who never went to law school, could end up as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which turned out to be an accurate prediction mm-hmm. by Braley, but that certainly didn't help him. There were other stumbles along the way. The issue with supposedly threatening to sue his neighbors because their chickens wandered onto his lawn. These sorts of things all just sort of played into a narrative that he wasn't Iowa friendly. He wasn't one of us. That he was part of an elite group, that he had gone Washington, I guess you might say.
Now, in the races for Congress from Iowa, voters retained a couple of incumbents, one from each party, and then chose one new Republican. Was all that what we all expected or not?
I think it was a little bit of a surprise. In the first district here in kind of northeast Iowa, we saw Dubuque businessman Rod Blum defeat Pat Murphy, also from Dubuque, who was a longtime state legislator and had been Speaker of the Iowa House. And that was a case of where I think people thought that Murphy, because of his long involvement in politics in the area would have an advantage. But Blum has run in the past and was a much better candidate this time, mm-hmm. and put up a much stronger campaign, and it paid off for him. He defeated Murphy about 51% to 49%. It was a relatively close race, and I think that all the national factors that we've talked about, the mood of the voters, the president's low approval rating, no doubt helped Blum and hurt Murphy there. In the second district, Dave Loebsack was elected to a fifth term fairly easily, 52% to 47.5%. And I don't think anyone expected him to be defeated there. He seemed to be in a pretty good position, and it's a district where Democrats enjoy a voter registration advantage. So he never was seriously threatened.
You know, with the mood of the country and everything, you would think that it would be a much closer race or that he might lose.
Right. And I think maybe it might have been closer than it would have been otherwise in a year when the president's approval wasn't as much of a factor. But still, you know, winning by 5 percentage points, a win is a win. And I'm certain that Dave Loebsack will take that.
And yet for all of these changes we've just talked about, Iowa voters did not make many changes in the state legislature. In fact, it's going to look pretty much the same as it does right now, right?
That's right, yeah. The Senate remains 26 Democrats, 24 Republicans. There are a few new faces in there, but the margin for Democrats stays the same. And over in the House, Republicans maintain control. They actually picked up 4 seats, so they now have they'll have a 57 to 43 majority, which gives them a little bit of wiggle room. And sometimes from a leadership position, that's not a good thing because people think they can, you know, go their own way and there'll still be a comfortable margin, you know, on issues that might be controversial.
And can we see any long-term trends from these results? Anything that continued or something new that's going on among Iowa voters?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Iowa is still purple. you know, certainly went Republican if you look at the top of the ticket in the governor's race and the Senate race and like the first district and the third district where it was an open seat race and a Republican won that spot to succeed Republican Tom Latham. But still, I mean, you look at the legislature, it's divided. You know, the statewide offices, attorney general and treasurer and those sorts of things are split between Democrats and Republicans. And I think the other thing, Herb, is that, you know, turnout was only about 52%. 2 years from now in a presidential election, the turnout will be much higher. And I think it might be safe to say that Iowa will return to a more competitive state in terms of the presidential election, where Democrats certainly will have a chance to carry the state again.